For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gale, broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Terry O'Neill joining us with the National Pork Board. Terry, thanks for being here this morning. And well, this morning we're talking pork, we're talking exports, we're talking trade. It's such a big component of the pork industry.
It's definitely a big component. We export 27% of our product currently, so exports are critical to pork producer success.
And we have a little bit of a gray area here when it comes to trade in this whole scenario, NAFTA, and we're kind of at an uncertain time here in the U.S. when it comes to trade.
Yeah, it's somewhat uncertain. There's a lot of rhetoric going on, which we can't really get involved with. We're not able to participate in policy decisions and things like that. But we think things are sound minds will prevail, and things will work out for us, and we're looking forward to those future export markets.
Terry, let's focus on, you've had some firsthand experiences in this scenario. You've done some travels. Mm-hmm. Tell us where you've gone and what those experiences have been like.
Well, earlier on this spring in March, we went to Mexico. And Mexico has increased pork products by 15% out of the United States. A lot of hams are going to Mexico. We met with importers there, toured the wet markets, went to different retail markets. They really like our product. They think it's very safe. They think it's very high quality. And it's being close, we're close to Mexico, it's very affordable. We can move those hams in combos, things like that. Recently, we just went to Japan and China and toured there.
Are these different countries using the same cuts we consume, or are they utilizing different areas of the pig as well? Or?
That's what the beauty is about it. Mexico comes in and takes a lot of hams that we can't use all those hams. In China, they use a lot of the variety meats. Variety meats are very important for us because in that country, it's a delicacy there, and it actually raises our price of the hogs our producers get because they're willing to pay more than we would here in the United States and probably just go into trimmings. Japan, high value market, our highest value market for exports. They take a lot of high quality loins and shoulders and things like that.
When it comes down just to pure numbers, I mean, population-wise, it'd be a no-brainer not to work with these countries.
Oh, it's a no-brainer not to work with Asia. I mean, you look at China in itself, they do produce 98% of their own domestic production, but 2% times 1.4 billion people, and they eat 85-90 pounds of pork every year. There's a lot of potential there. So we're looking at China. It's a developing market. It's so huge, it's difficult for us to get in there and sell, but there are companies there, U.S. companies are there, and they're making it work. We work with U.S. Meat Export Federation. They're doing some great work in China. Japan's probably our highest value market, though. They get the high value loins, so that's a market we want to continue to defend because it's very competitive there.
I have to mention and refocus on what you said, too, that consumer confidence. It's there already, like you said, with Mexico. That means kind of the ball's in our court a little bit, too.
It is. Mexicans have a very high consumer confidence in our product. They like our product. They are increasing domestically, but they do enjoy the U.S. product because they know it's a safe product, it's a high-quality product. It's relatively low priced. We are the lowest-priced producer in the world right now, right in there with Brazil. Consumers in Japan really like our product. We have a advertising slogan there called Gochipo, which means sumptuous pork. And they know that that's a safe product, it's a high value product, and we market as an experiential marketing thing in Japan. Having social events with food are very important to the Japanese, and we've tapped into that with our advertising slogan called Gochipo.
Terry O'Neill joining us from Nebraska. Terry, we appreciate your time. What was this past year like harvest-wise, swine-wise? What was it like in your neighborhood?
As you know, we've had a lot of rain earlier on in the season. We were able to get our beans out on our farm earlier. We've been out of the field for about 10 days right now. Fortunately, we got the last of the corn in right when the winds hit. There's a lot of corn in the ground in our area because the yields are so high, a lot of big ears. And things like that. It's been a record bean crop for us. And the corn crop's been very good too. But we've had to deal with some losses. Maybe gonna be some cattle out there cleaning up some ears. Swine industry has been wonderful. I mean, it's been really the bright spot in the whole ag sector because pork producers have had good profits this year. We've got low input costs thanks to low grain prices. I'm sorry, grain producers, but it's our inputs. And I feed a lot of my own corn, so it goes both ways for me. But it's been a very good business for us to be in this year as far as agriculture.
Terry, we appreciate your time. Thanks again for being here as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, for Chasm Radio, broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Joel Gill.